This is Audiophile Magazine, providing news and reviews of recent releases of audiobooks. I'm Sandy Henschel. Hello, and welcome to today's readings of selections from the April-May issue of Audiophile Magazine. On today's program, we have a very special look at a terrific SYNC program offering free audiobooks to teens with no strings attached. Then we'll have reviews in young adult listening, including a review of Earphones winner Optimists Die First. It's by Susie Nielsen, read by Julia Whalen. I also have an author interview with Nicola Yoon and a review of her latest novel, The Sun is Also a Star. It's an Earphones winner, read by Bonnie Turpin and Raymond Lee. Let's get right to it. Audiobooks and Literacy, SYNC, Audiobooks for Teens, 2010 to 2017. Tell the Teens in Your Life, Audiobooks for Free and for Keeps, 8 years and Counting, A History of SYNC, and that's S-Y-N-C, by Francesca Goldsmith. This year marks Audiophile's 8th season of supporting, encouraging, and augmenting teens' access to audiobooks through our Audiobook SYNC program. Whether SYNC is already on your own listening radar or is new to you, we hope you'll find several reasons here to share SYNC news with any teens in your life. Each summer since 2010, SYNC has given teen listeners a unique way to build their own personal audiobook library for free and for keeps. Thanks to many audiobook publishing companies, large and small, we are able to compile and distribute free downloads of popular teen fiction, likely candidates for assigned summer reading lists, and classics with themes that resonate with contemporary teens. SYNC provides access to the downloads a pair at a time during each week of the program. This year, the SYNC summer is 16 weeks long, so that means teens have the opportunity to collect as many as 32 audiobooks. The SYNC program's audiobooks are distributed as download files on the OverDrive application, which means they can be obtained through any internet connection, including computer, smartphone, or tablet. Once saved to a computer, they are there to keep, so teens can listen to each title at their leisure. We know that 32 audiobooks is more listening than most people of any age are likely to complete within 16 weeks. The titles we offer each season are carefully selected for their literary quality, excellent audio performance, and high teen appeal. To help others promote this rich program, we distribute an online toolkit with publicity materials for use by libraries, schools, and other organizations where teens gather. Each week's pair of titles is announced on Thursday at 7 a.m. Eastern Time and is available until it is replaced with the next week's titles the following Thursday. Our audiophile review is linked to each title, along with other information about the book and its audio edition. And we also post extra material about the authors, narrators, and book themes on the SYNC blog, audiobooksync.com/blog, and on our Facebook page, SYNC Audiobooks. While anyone can download the titles, SYNC's intended audience is 13 to 18-year-old listeners, and it's their interest that drives both our title choices and extra content. The downloads are for personal use only and cannot be added to library collections. However, libraries and other organizations are encouraged to create programming around the titles. And some have in past years, much to our delight and interest. This year's SYNC summer starts early, April 27th. If you are a parent, grandparent, aunt, uncle, or next-door neighbor who think teens in your life would like to listen to some great audiobooks, please share this info. You and your teens can get aboard anytime, any week, but remember that titles given away one week are not available in any other week, so mark your calendars if you're after a specific title in the collection. At the Sync blog, you can find a list, a complete list of the titles. That was Audiobooks and Literacy, Sync, for the teens in your life. And here we go with some young adult listening, and of course our first review is an Earphones winner. Audiophile awards earphones to truly exceptional presentations that excel in all the following criteria: narrative voice and style, vocal characterizations, appropriateness for the audio format, and enhancement of the text. In the print version of the magazine, many of our reviews display a QR code, which when you scan it with your smartphone, will play a sound sample of the book. I'll let you know when a review has a QR code. And if you don't have a smartphone, you can still hear sound samples of most of our titles at www.audiophilemagazine.com. Our first review in Young Adult Listening today is The Dark Days Club, Lady Helen Trilogy, Book 1 by Allison Goodman. It's an Earphones winner read by Fiona Hardingham. Narrator Fiona Hardingham expertly portrays the characters in this novel with doses of snobbery, passion, and wit. Cosseted within high society, Lady Helen Rexall experiences an energy and awareness she can't explain. Having lived under the control of her aunt and uncle since her parents' death, she outwardly accepts the restraints of upper-class London in 1812. But when she turns 18, Helen discovers secrets regarding her mother that will affect her and all of London, perhaps even the world. Hardingham consistently engages the listener, keeping the action and dialogue moving at an excellent pace. Lee M. Arley wrote the review about Dark Days Club, Lady Helen Trilogy, Book 1 by Allison Goodman, an Earphones winner read by Fiona Hardingham. It's available from Brilliance Audio for 15 hours, unabridged, ages 12 and up. Our next young adult title is Red Winter, Red Winter, Book 1 by Annette Marie, read by Emily Wu Zeller. This teen audiobook is brimming with magic and mayhem. Protagonist Emmy, artfully portrayed by narrator Emily Wu Zeller, is a young woman who is being groomed to become the host for a goddess come to Earth. However, she soon learns that, as a result, she will cease to exist as a person. This misfortune is painted with a heavy hand by the author, but is well controlled by Zeller. Her other character voices, and there are many, are distinct. Zeller does an especially fine job establishing the romance between Emmy and a humanly handsome yokai named Shiro. Young adult listeners will enjoy this first novel in a fantasy trilogy based on Japanese folklore and love the two main characters and their exploits. Elaine E. Sumner wrote that review of Red Winter, Red Winter, Book 1 by Annette Marie. It's read by Emily Wu Zeller, and it's available from Tantor Media for 11.5 hours, unabridged, young adult. Next, we have 442 by Dean Hughes, an Earphones winner read by Kirby Hayborn. During World War II, the 442nd Regimental Combat Team, composed solely of Japanese-American soldiers, became one of the fiercest and most highly decorated units in the U.S. Army. Finding a fine vocal balance between youthful confidence and understandable appreciation and apprehension, narrator Kirby Hayborn completely draws the listener into the story of two Japanese-American men, boys really, who leave the poverty and indignity of the internment camps to join the army. In the battle scenes, Hayborn's voice captures the heroism that these forgotten patriots showed on a daily basis. His voice shines even more brightly when describing the personal drive it took to insist that they not be left behind when it came to serving their country and honoring their families back home. Brian Price wrote that review of 442 by Dean Hughes. It's an Earphones winner, read by Kirby Hayborn, and it's available from Recorded Books for 6.75 hours unabridged, ages 12 and up. Our next young adult review is Allegedly by Tiffany D. Jackson, an Earphones winner, read by Bonnie Turpin. Bonnie Turpin's stunning narration of this audiobook at some points seems like a multi-voiced performance. As a six-year-old, Mary was jailed for killing an infant, and at 16, she's pregnant, living in a halfway house, and ending years of silence. Mary is unsure of many things, and Turpin catches every nuance. More amazing, she expresses the many layers of all the characters. For example, Mary's mother's false saccharine tone switches to a restrained explosion when Mary hints at the truth of the past. Turpin excels at giving dimension to even minor characters, bullying housemates, pretentious and cruel house mothers, and the lawyer who is determined to get Mary justice. Interspersed are documents from newspapers, teachers, police, and psychiatrists, which Turpin delivers in a neutral tone. From the gripping beginning to the unsettling ending, Turpin maintains the intensity of this compelling story. Susie Wilde wrote that review of Allegedly by Tiffany D. Jackson. It's an Earphones winner, read by Bonnie Turpin, available from Harper Audio for 10.5 hours, unabridged, ages 14 and up, and the magazine does carry a QR code. Just a reminder that you are listening to the April-May issue of Audiophile magazine. It's the magazine that helps you to discover the world of audiobooks. Continuing now in young adult listening, we have Steeplejack. Steeplejack, Book 1 by A.J. Hartley, an Earphones winner, read by Noma Dumezweni. Tough, inquisitive, and forthright, breakout African-born actress Noma Dumezweni perfectly captures the voice and personality of chimney sweep Anglet Sutonga. The lithe 17-year-old defies her family, elders, mobsters, and an apartheid-like culture to return a luminous blue beacon to her fair city. Steeplejack is a wonderfully strange young adult novel that draws inspiration from some such divergent influences as magical realism, Charles Dickens, and noir detective fiction, and African colonial history. Dumezweni's singularly haunting vocal presence makes the characters and story even more immediate and compelling. Steeplejack turns out to be Dumezweni's first audiobook narration. Let's hope we hear more from her soon. Brian Price wrote that review of Steeplejack, Book 1 by A.J. Hartley, read by Noma Dumezweni. It's available from Audible, Inc., for 11.5 hours of unabridged listening. Next, we have Optimists Die First. It's by Susan Nielsen, an Earphones winner, read by Julia Whalen. Narrator Julia Whalen expresses this YA heroine's sardonic tone so well that 16-year-old Petula risks becoming an unlikable character. Thankfully, Whalen is also expert at conveying the story's witty tone, Petula's fragility, and the chemistry she has with Jacob, the bionic man. That chemistry doesn't begin well. Though Jacob seems comfortable with his prosthetic, Petula's been insular and phobic since the death of her baby sister. Whalen's delivery of dialogue brings out the similarities in Petula and Jacob's sarcasm, disguised vulnerabilities, and hidden guilt. When a shared project brings them together and they gradually open up to each other, Whalen depicts their developing love, trust, and discord. Whalen also portrays minor characters' unique traits, preventing them from being flat characters who merely represent issues. In this coming-of-age story, Whalen balances grief and heartbreak with humor and hope. Susie Wild wrote that review of Optimists Die First. It's by Susan Nielsen, read by Julia Whalen, and it's available from Listening Library for 5 hours, unabridged, ages 12 and up, and the magazine does carry a QR code. Next we have Because They Marched, the People's Campaign for Voting Rights That Changed America. It's written by Russell Friedman, read by Rodney Gardner. In the mid-1960s, black community in Selma, Alabama began protesting as the difficulty in registering to vote worsened. Narrator Rodney Gardner recounts the story of the protest marches, beginning with the Teachers' March in January 1965. Martin Luther King Jr. helped galvanize the movement, energizing the young people. Gardner's resonant voice captures the mood as they faced intimidation and beatings. After the death of a demonstrator, the community marched from Selma to Montgomery despite threats from officials. Caught on camera, the violence the protesters faced helped the movement gain national attention. From the hope and faith of the protesters to the brutal treatment they received, Gardner's even tone and compassionate style add to the story of those who marched. Andrew G. McKinley wrote that review of Because They Marched, the Young People's Campaign for Voting Rights That Changed America. It's written by Russell Friedman, read by Rodney Gardner, and it's available from Dreamscape for 1.75 hours unabridged young adult. Now we'll just take a little break from our reviews and we'll have an interview with Nicola Yoon. I love love, declares Nicola Yoon, and that's clear in both her young adult novels. It is also clear that she adores storytelling. These two passions have merged and flourished, winning her countless fans. Moreover, recently she garnered the 2017 Coretta Scott King John Steptoe New Talent Author Award and a Prince Honor for her second book, The Sun is Also a Star. Yoon tells a story about writing her first book, Everything, Everything. She was 70 pages into it when she decided that her heroine, Maddie, who has never been outside, would draw the world as a way to understand it. I love Hawaii and the Hawaiian state fish, she said, so I had an idea that Maddie would just draw the humahuma, nukanuka, apuapa. I can't draw it all, but my husband, David, can. So Yoon woke him up at 4:30 and asked him, honey, will you draw me a fish? She continues, and to this unending credit, he didn't question me. He just got up and made me a fish. And I loved that fish so much, and I thought, more of this. My editor loved the idea, too, so David illustrated the book. In Yoon's second book, The Sun is Also a Star, the heroine, Daniel, is a Korean-American, and the heroine, Natasha, is Jamaican-American, just like Yoon and her husband, David. Her protagonists meet and fall in love one day. I do feel there are people you meet and you know right away there's something special about them. There's something comforting about them and also exciting. I also love people falling in love with each other's brains, and that's why there's a lot of talking and texting in my books. You fall in love with intellects and the other person's ideas. I was lucky enough to have that with my husband. Yoon also was and still is a voracious reader. I still read at least 2 books a month. I'm sort of compulsive about that. She also listens to audiobooks. Currently, she's immersed in Paul Beatty's The Sellout. It's brilliant, but hard and darkly funny. She listens at all times of the day. When I'm curling my hair, when I'm driving my daughter home from preschool, Sometimes at the end of my writing day, I'll just lie on the couch and listen. She only listened to the first couple of chapters of her own books, and that was for audition purposes. Then I stopped. I get embarrassed. There's something weird about listening to your own words. The first books Yoon loved were the Nancy Drew mysteries, though there were also the Harlequin romances that my aunt hid under her bed to discourage my reading them. But the author didn't discover any books with girls that looked like me until she read Toni Morrison's The Bluest Eye late in high school. She remembers thinking, oh, the main character of a book can be black. I didn't know that could happen. That's a big part of the reason she encourages stories of diversity, both through her involvement in the We Need Diverse Books movement and through her own writing. Sometimes stories come to Yoon from fan feedback. Her favorite email was from a 15-year-old girl. She really, really hated the ending of Everything, Everything, which holds a surprise involving the mother. This teen gave the book to her mother, who read it, and then they talked about it. Then the teen really, really loved the ending. I found it great that the girl came to understand the kind of overwhelming love that mothers have for their kids. For a long time, you're just mom. Like right now, my daughter has no idea that I'm an actual human being, someone who has had dreams and desires and wants before the kids came along. Even though Yoon got her master's degree in creative writing, she delayed her writing dream, working in finance for 22 years before she was able to get her first book published. You have to pay the bills and student loans, and it took a long time to get the thing I really wanted to do. There are so many times you want something badly, and when you get it, you think, it's not as great as I thought it would be. But writing for a living is even better than I imagined it could be. Susie Wilde conducted that interview with Nicola Yoon, and here's a review of The Sun is Also a Star, read by Bonnie Turpin, Raymond Lee, and Dominic Hoffman, and it's an Earphones winner. This trio of narrators turns the alternating voices in this story into a terrific audio. Bonnie Turpin emphasizes the raw, seething emotions of Natasha, a Jamaican teen who is in the U.S. illegally. Natasha has only one day to avoid being deported. Into her day walks Korean-American Daniel, portrayed by Raymond Lee. Lee's narration begins calmly, but soon shows how Daniel is uncharacteristically stirred by his attraction to Natasha. Turpin and Lee convincingly portray a building relationship that begins with a rebuff, but by day's end turns to love and finally to heartbreak. Periodically, Dominic Hoffman interjects short commentary from other characters. His wide range of accents and tones portrays aspects of many characters in the past, present, and even the future. Susie Wilde wrote that review of The Sun is Also a Star by Nicola Yoon. It's read by Bonnie Turpin, Raymond Lee, and Dominic Hoffman, and it's an Earphones winner. It's from Listening Library for 8 hours, unabridged, young adult, and the magazine does carry a QR code. Our next review, back in young adult listening, is Love and First Sight. It's by Josh Sundquist, and it's an Earphones winner, read by Pat Young. Narrator Pat Young delivers this audiobook about our senses and how we interpret them. 16-year-old Will, blind from birth, enters a mainstream public school for the first time and, in rapid succession, finds a strong coterie of pals, discovers friendship with a bright and troubled girl who is a photographer, undergoes experimental surgery on his eyes, and faces losing his newly gained vision. Young's voicing of the story cast, Will's hovering mother, his insightful English teacher, and the kids on the quiz team, enhance Sundquist's deft characterizations. In the audio format, the accounts of Will's world encourage listeners to reflect on their own sensory awareness. add the well-developed romantic theme, and this is a perfect listening experience. Francesca M. Goldsmith wrote that review of Love and First Sight by Josh Sundquist, read by Pat Young. It's an Earphones winner from Hachette Audio for 6.5 hours, unabridged, young adult. Next in Children and Family Listening, we have Everything Beautiful Is Not Ruined. It's written by Danielle Young Ullman, read by Phoebe Stroll, and it's an Earphones winner. Narrator Phoebe Stroll's commendable vocal range underscores Ingrid's story. At 17, Ingrid's mother has sent her to a three-week wilderness camp for at-risk teens. Stroll's rendition of Ingrid's sardonic letters home is pitch perfect, as Ingrid recounts her revulsion of survival experiences. Stroll's dramatization is just as strong in the other chapters, which describe Ingrid's earlier years and a different type of survival. When Ingrid was six, her mother, whom she adored, was a renowned opera singer. But then her mother's career ended and she became clinically depressed when Ingrid was 11. At that point, Stroll's emotional tone changes to show Ingrid's constant worry, continuous caretaking, and repression of her own talents. But she refuses to give up, and eventually Stroll connects the story's two threads and reveals Ingrid's developing grit and emotional maturity. Susie Wild wrote that review of Everything Beautiful Is Not Ruined. It's by Danielle Young Ullman, an Earphones winner, read by Phoebe Stroll. Available from Listening Library for 10 hours, unabridged, ages 14 and up, and the magazine does carry a QR code. That's today's show, but I hope you'll plan to tune in next time when we'll have part one of our editor's picks of the most intriguing new releases in audio for April and May. Then I have reviews in science fiction fantasy, including a review of Neil Gaiman's latest, Norse Mythology. It's an Earphones winner, which he reads himself. And then I have a narrator interview with Nicholas Bolton and a review of his Earphones reading of Prosperity by Alexis Hall. So until next time, thanks for listening. This has been Audiophile Magazine from WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. Audiophile is also available online at www.audiophilemagazine.com. The audio producer for this show is Maureen Rich, and I'm Sandy Henschel. For more information on any of the books you've heard about today, contact your local library, Library for the Blind, or your favorite local bookstore. If you'd like to hear this program again, you can download a podcast of the show at our website, wxxi.org.